Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Whoa-ho! What in the world happened on this day in automotive history? Oh, you're in the right place. Good to have you along. You're in the right place to find out what happened on this day in automotive history back in the... What we do in the past seems to all come back into the future, doesn't it? Yes, it does. One thing that has not come back is grease zerks on your automobiles. It was a pleasure that day that I grabbed those six grease guns I have that it's been with me all my life, 45 years of repair. And I said, goodbye, you slimy, greasy, dirty things. Oh, they were a messy thing. I had grease all over me. No more grease zerks. No way of greasing your tie rod ends and your ball joints, upper and lower ball joints, and your control arms. Well, you know, yeah, I still have one grease gun available because of the old Chevrolet trucks. I have about 24, 28 grease zerks up in the front. I own an old Chevy truck, and yes, I know that it's a job just to grease everything. Can you imagine the Quick Libs, what gift they got when the grease zerks went away? Because they sure as... how are they going to do 65, 70 cars a day if you had to grease every one of those zerks? Well, I actually had a Quick Lube back in the day, purposely, to change your oil. Not only along with the auto repair shop, but I had the grease guns over there at the Quick Lube. And yeah, an owner can't make any money if that Quick Lube doesn't have volume. See, if you have volume, you make more money, right? Yeah. Volume. Kind of like McDonald's. The more stores you have, the more hamburgers they sell, the more money they make. And the price goes down on the hamburgers. McDonald's and Burger King and Wendy's, etc. This is not a food show. This is an auto world. Welcome into the Greasy Garage Studio, which, in fact, I still have one grease gun. I have to because I have clients that have older cars and we need to grease those zerks. And it takes time. It takes time to pull that zerk out. It screws in. It's a little bitty thing. It breaks off as soon as you try to touch it, of course. Then you're trying to drill it. Oh, it's just a job, period. In the summertime when it's 100 degrees out. Whew! Turn the air conditioner on. I'm glad you did. If you ever have any questions about your air conditioner, which I know some of you probably have, we had a gentleman there, Ralph, and he emailed us last hour, and talked about, you know, he's only got low speed, and why? And so we can fix you. It's a rheostat that you need to replace if you only have one gear in your fan motor spinning. And how many of you have purposely taken out the fan motor that's over there underneath your glove box? Yeah, 4 screws, 5/16-inch heads, maybe a 1/4-inch head on them. It doesn't matter. There's 4 screws. Get them out of there. Drop the fan motor down, and what will you find? You will find a plastic propeller blower fan, yes, but you'll find leaves that are all crumpled up. It looks like a mixer you got in your kitchen that's been grinding up leaves and grasshoppers and pine needles and debris, or maybe a better word is sewage. Is that why I smell leaves burning when I turn my heater on in the wintertime, Mark? Yes! How many of you pulled the blower motor out purposely to get the wet and dry vac and suck all that sewage out of that hole? Do. By the way, if you get a little mirror up there, you'll take that mirror and get your flashlight and look, and you'll see the heater core. See, they put the heater core first because there's only one fan motor that blows the air across the heater core and then into the AC evaporator core. That's where the air conditioner is. Well, that's just one part of the air conditioner that's in there. It's got Freon in it. And the air conditioning, the evaporator core never gets leaves on it because, see, it's the heater core is blocking it. It's all the leaves and the sewage that's getting sucked in the fall time of the year, and just basically if you don't push your recycle button on, that's the button that's got the little circle with the arrow, you know, that recycles the air inside the cabin. Turn it on. Leave it on in the summertime. And in the winter. Yeah. See, in the air conditioning years, summertime time, that's the year that it's summertime, and it's hot, 100 degrees, 110, 98 right now in Boise, Idaho, where I'm broadcasting from the Auto World Plaza. Well, folks, you're trying to bring in 98-degree weather here in Boise, Idaho, and you folks down in Arizona, hello to 115, huh? You're bringing that 115 in across that grill work that's underneath your windshield, and that's where all the leaves and the debris get in there, and all the dirt from the air comes in where your air filter and your engine's also sucking it in. Well, it's going to suck right in there, and, oh, yeah, I got a cabin filter. What? What's that? Well, when's the last time you pulled that out and replaced it? That's what those leaves are going to hit in the newer cars, about 8-10 years back. Depends on what you're driving and what you own. But that's one fix right there here. Auto World tip is a cabin filter replacement, please. Because your airflow, if the cabin air filter that's right there, right next to your heater core, is completely jammed up with dirt, leaves, grasshoppers, pine needles, all the debris, sewage, it can't let the air go through in order to push cool air out those vents into your face. So let's replace that cabin air filter. I just fixed how many millions of your cars because you tune in each week. Thank you. Yeah. Oh, teletype's going off. What is going on here? Teletype is still working. Woo! There it is. Let me get it. There it is. Got it. You never know when the teletype's going to take off and go, but it still works. It's an oldie but a goodie. Oh, yeah, look at this. Just came in. Some news just came in that, in fact, Ford. What? Yeah, Ford's talking about, a hint at an all-electric Ranger pickup. And a Maverick pickup also. All-electric. Wow. I'm glad that teletype went off. See, they've had 200,000... Ford had 200,000 advance reservations for its all-first electric pickup. Of course, you know what that one is, the Lightning we talked about on the second hour. But now they're talking about, oh, yes, another model called the Thunder. The Thunder. But, again, a little hint, they're talking about turning and bringing the Ranger back as an all-electric Ranger pickup. And a Maverick Lightning. There's that EV word, all electric. Good or bad, you have to decide. Sooner or later, we all know the Cybertruck from Tesla is out there, or going to be out there for electric. See, Ford has been behind scenes. Some of you already might know this because we talk about it and you listen up here. We're here on Auto World each and every week. Thank you. Well, there's been a lot of speculation about the all electric version of the Ranger and or the Maverick. But they've teamed up with Volkswagen. Yes, Ford has. And Volkswagen and Ford is going to be providing two battery electric vehicles. Ford, using the German automaker's flexible MEB platform. In turn, Ford is producing the Volkswagen pickup. We talked about that. You know about that. You listen here. So, yep. Ford is partnered with Volkswagen. They're going to be building a pickup together, all electric. And it's going to be based upon the Ranger platform. Now, with all this said, using the teletype, of course, an old machine that still is there for us, how soon will Ford might be bringing out an all-electric Ranger is unclear, of course. But back in April, they talked about it and at the assembly plant in the Blue Oval City, operations in Memphis, Tennessee. The manufacturing complex there is all set to go for operation to build this mid-size pickup all electric. News coming from Auto World at all times. Good to have you along. I'm Mark Evans. Thanks for being here. When we come back, let's get to the email bag. We got people to help you. 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Good to have you along, and I'm very honored, very proud to have you join me every single week. I'm Mark Evans, your host here at Auto World. where the temperature on the microphone right now is about 115 degrees. It's 98 outside with the microphone temperature. Oh, that's a lot of hot air. Whew. My goodness. So I've got that trivia question out there, and I have an answer for it. The trivia question for this hour of Auto World: which year were Toyotas first sold in the United States? Which year were Toyotas first sold in the United States? Dan gets us on email here, and he's listening. He says, on Saturday for 2 hours, and he's good. Thank you, Dan. Appreciate saying this. It's good to know. And then he comes heads over to GCNlive.com to listen to me on Sunday. Appreciate that, Dan. And by the way, to GCN Live, GCNlive.com, stands for Genesis Communications Network. That's where you go, folks, for that hour that you might not, our great Auto World affiliates, might not be taking all 3 hours. Dan, thank you. And Dan's listening to us on Saturday. So, for 2 hours also. Appreciate it. Dan, and let's do a shout-out. Let's do a shout-out to our great affiliate there in Minnesota. And it is KVBR AM 1340. There's our shout-out horn. Woo! Man, I'm sure glad we got all the corrosion off the battery terminals for the shout-out horn to work. KVBR, AM 1340, Brainerd, East Gull Lake, Crosby, Minnesota. Good to have you folks along. Thank you for all of you. And thanks for taking the show. Absolutely. I'm honored. Appreciate it. Dan says, Mark, the year that Toyotas first came into the United States was 1957. 1957? That reminds me of my 57 Chevrolet pickup. Dan, you're absolutely right. Congratulations. Let's give you a hand. Yes, it was back in 1957 that Toyota said, let's bring our Toyotas. Was it a Toyota Corolla? Another trivia question. Toyotas first came into the United States in 1957 by Toyotas, and from that point on, the rest is history, huh? Gas mileage was good. Oh, I mean, and they've always been good. And then, you know what other brand kind of took over on the gas mileage thing? Yeah, probably Honda. Anyway, hey, Dan, thanks. Send me an email address back with an address that I can send you out some great detail gifts inside and outside of your car, and you're going to go ahead and get a bottle of fuel injector cleaner STP, super concentrated, Dan, to get the carbon knocked out of that intake valve area, that exhaust valve area on top of that piston. Let's get it all cleaned up so you get some good fuel economy. And then I've got some Mothers and Meguiars and some wash drops in there for you, and a bottle of leather conditioner also. And I'm looking at Mothers, we're looking at maybe putting in some, getting rid of the cataracts in your headlights, folks. The plastic, you know, that's been oxidized from the sun. We're looking at Mothers maybe to throw a pretty good-sized kit. A kit comes with buffing pads, sandpaper, and all that. So hopefully I can get that done, then we can throw that in there, too. That's what it's all about. I want to make sure you can see me coming, or excuse me, I want to see you coming towards me with good headlights. I don't want to see those fogged-up headlights. You can't see where you're going. Well, it's time now. If you head over to our Facebook page, two of them we have, Mark Evans and or Auto World Radio, you'll see some photos of, yes, do you want to hear fake engine sound coming out of your radio speakers? Well, it's going to cost you if you do. It's also going to cost you if you want heated seats in the wintertime. That's right. Heated steering wheel, maybe. You know, those options that you might have on your car, they're there, but they do not work. Why? Because you did not buy the subscription to have them to work. Uh-huh. BMW. We're a little late, but hey, better late than never. They're going to subscription-based rail costs. You want heated seats? You're going to have to spend $18 a month and send it to BMW if you want them in their cars. Yep, well, you've been warned. Subscriptions, yep. They're out there. Downloadable content on the Internet. Yeah. Well, the Connected Drive Store in South Korea, BMW owners can pay monthly fee to have a creature comfort such as heated seats, which costs or will cost you $18 at current exchange rates monthly. Or you can get a one-year plan for $176, or a three-year plan they're offering you, a three-year subscription, fee-based, for heated seats, $283 for 3 years, or $18 a month. Well, now, before I go on, I want to talk first and foremost. Now, wait a minute. Do you have 12 months of cold weather where you need the heated seats? If you think about it in the good sense, how much, if we all go back in time, last year, and we ordered heated seats. They came with our car. All these creature features caused the car price to go up, right? So overall, really, you got power windows and power door locks and heated outside door mirrors and heated seats and air-conditioned seats, and you know it goes on and on and on. Intermittent wipers. Simple things like that. But if you only need heated seats for 2 months, at $18, hey, I think that's cheaper than buying a $55,000 car, isn't it? Or $75,000, or maybe an $85,000 car. Maybe this is the route to go. See, BMW, the Connected Drive Store, they call it, the portal used to be used by existing owners to download a variety of apps. It's all done over the air without having to visit a dealer to have the new software installed. With heated seats, the German luxury brand is kind enough to provide 1 month test period free of charge. Should you want the feature permanently, then it'll set you back about $406. How about a similar subscription to maybe a heated seat for a heated steering wheel? Excuse me. Now the heated steering wheel is going to cost you $10 a month, or $92 annually, or $161 for 3 years. Do you want wireless Apple CarPlay in there? That'll be $305. Thank you. Of course, the store, here's one for you. The store also allows BMW customers to upgrade the headlights to include a high beam assistant. And, of course, additional safety features are also available, like a camera-based driver recorder. It's just monthly subscription fees. Yeah. Now, we've got some good pictures up there on our Facebook page. You'll love the engines. One's exploding outside of a top of a hood. The other one is sticking completely. It's bigger, though. It's a rat rod car, and the motor's sticking way up above the roof of the car. Why? It's over on our Facebook page. Go over and take a look. Mark Evans or Auto World Radio. We did this because, well, this BMW, they also essentially, they want to charge you if you want to hear fake engine noises through your car's speakers. Should you be willing to pay $138 to get it? Subscription-based. Stellantis estimates a whopping $23 billion will be invested in this by you. We'll be right back. Go into the email bag.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Sticker shock on grocery store shelves and soaring gas prices continue to squeeze the wallets of many Americans. With inflation at a 40-year high, the rising cost of everyday living expenses coming front and center, ahead of the upcoming midterms. White House Economic Advisor Jared Bernstein tells Fox News Sunday he believes there are some outside factors playing a role regarding inflation.
There were some unforeseen things that occurred. For example, a war in Ukraine. Now, Ukraine and Russia are both breadbaskets and energy baskets for the world, and those have put a considerable upward pressure on prices.
President Biden is back at the White House after his first Middle East trip. The president brushing aside questions from a reporter regarding his fist bump with the Saudi crown prince. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Slogans. I'd like to share car slogans with you. Mercedes-Benz. Let's do that one. Unlike any other. These are slogans from the car manufacturer. Mercedes-Benz, the future of the automobile. Here's another one from Mercedes-Benz. Engineered to move the human spirit. Oh, you'll like this one because this is true to fact right here, right now, with all of us. Volkswagen. German car brand, as you know. Here's one of their slogans. Relieves gas pains. Uh-huh. What, are they buying my gas for me now? Got a live email from one of our great listeners here. Let's share it right now. Yes, Stephen. Email coming in live at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Hi, Mark. Great to hear your show from Boise. Thank you, Stephen. Great to hear your show from Boise. Now living in Melbourne, Australia. A question for you. All the cars here in Australia are 1.2 liter T three cylinders. Should I consider one of these smaller engines when buying a new car, or should I look to a larger motor? Listening to KBOI online. Stephen. Thank you, Stephen. Let's do a little shout out to our great affiliate right here in Boise, Idaho. KBOI.com, wherever Stephen's listening to, and that's AM 670 and 93.1 FM right here in Boise, Idaho, and McCall and Nampa, Caldwell, Baker, Oregon, Ontario, Oregon. It's good to have you, all of you, along here in the where I'm sitting live in Boise, Idaho. Stephen, thank you. Appreciate you tuning in and listening all the way in Melbourne, Australia. Great question, Stephen. Now, the smaller the engine you have, the three-cylinder, for example. I've had more, I'll share this with you, Stephen, I've had more people here in coming in the Greasy Garage studio. And also, on the break I had to ask a gentleman to kind of hold off here for a minute. We're on the air anyway. So in the Greasy Garage, though, Stephen, the new Chevy Trailblazer is a three-cylinder. Oh, boo. Not good. No. See, you're right. You need to look for a larger motor. Stephen, you need horsepower. You need torque. And now, there's a couple things here that we have to talk about when it comes to that. The more horsepower and torque you have, yes, the more fuel you'll burn. No matter what kind of fuel, and I'm talking even electrical fuel, EV fuel, you know, you've got to charge that electrical. You're going to use more electrical. Let's get down to what you're using it for. See, you buy a vehicle on behalf of what you're using it for. Yes, you can go ahead and buy in Melbourne, Australia, a 1.2 liter or three cylinder. Absolutely. Turbocharged there. Absolutely. But the key is here, what are you using it for? Do you have a lot of hills you're going up and going down? Do you need to pass people going up the hill? Because there's always one person that's going too slow. And when you put the pedal to the metal there in Australia, are you going to be able to even get them to pass them to make your life go on down the road? I've noticed that in my life of repairing automobiles, the people that buy the smaller engines overwork them. They're in the shop more because they've overworked their engine. They're asking their smaller engine to do more work, which the RPMs, revolutions per minute, are higher for them because they're working the engine longer, harder, faster. See, if you're on the freeway a little bit, Stephen, in Australia, and you're commuting, let's say, 40 miles, and you're hitting, how fast you hitting, how fast you going? It's a little bit different there in Australia, I believe, isn't it? If you hop on the freeway here in Boise and head over to east end of our state, heading up towards West Yellowstone, oh, it's beautiful. Go look at the Big Bears. You're on the freeway at 85 miles an hour, and then you're going to be coasting down a certain hill, because we have them. All of a sudden, your car's doing 95 to 100 just by coasting. A three-cylinder is going to be high revving at that time, and it's going to wear out faster and quicker. And, of course, you're going to have a lot of noise, too. And you're going to have, truthfully, it's going to be running a little bit hotter, too. So, but if you're commuting, stop, go, and in Australia there in Melbourne, and you're stop, go, get the smaller engine. You're not going to be towing a big fifth wheel, right? No. Are you going to be towing any type of thing behind that little engine? I don't know. Are you? See, these are the questions you got to ask. If you're not going to be towing anything, you can throw a bike rack on there, put a couple bikes on there. That's not any, there's no zero weight there. So it's all in the utility. What kind of utility are you using it for? If you're on a freeway and you need high speeds out of it, do not go to the three-cylinder. I want you to know, I'm trying to keep you away from going into the Greasy Garage in Melbourne, Australia. Hopefully that helped. Stephen, appreciate it. Thanks for the email live from Melbourne, Australia, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Thank you, Stephen. By the way, I know it's a long ways away, and I know you said you used to be in Boise here, and you're now there living, and I appreciate it. I salute you for tuning in on KBOI.com. Thank you for taking us all over to Australia. And you know what? I will, yes. I'm offering up to you. Send me an email out. I'll send you some goodies. Yes, a detail pack. We'll get it all the way shipped over to Australia. In fact, McGuire's is over there. McGuire's sells product over there in Melbourne. So I'll send you some McGuire's and some other goodies, and I have no problem with shipping it over. In fact, I sold a Ford Falcon GT that went from Boise, Idaho, out of the Greasy Garage here all the way to Australia. It took a month, but they finally received it. It was in the container. And this has been a couple of years back. So a little Ford Falcon, little root beer brown Ford Falcon is out there running around Melbourne, Australia, Stephen. So if you see it, you can think of me, Mark Evans, and Auto World. Thank you. Appreciate it. Look forward to your address. And with that, let's go into the email bag now. Woo! Let's see where our next email comes from. Eddie, the engine emailer, send me the bag over. Thank you. Oop. I dropped it. All right, I'll just reach it on the ground. There it is. I'll reach it on the ground, get one. Oops. God dang it, I'm kind of crumbling all of them up. That's all right. Okay, here's one. 911, remember, if you have a 911 problem, you need help now. Put 911 on it, and we'll get you fixed right away. This one I can read. If you don't want me to read it on the air, just say, no, but help me anyway. I'll help you all automatically. And by the way, folks, it stays your name if you want to change your name and all that. I don't share any of the addresses, email addresses, your personal information is in, you know, between you and I, period. And also with the shop that you send me, their name, their phone number, and I call them, I don't share that with anybody else. Hey, we can read it. Let's do it. Hi, Mark. I need your help on bleeding my clutch. I installed a clutch master cylinder on my Ford pickup and can't seem to get the clutch to work. After bleeding it, the clutch pedal just stays on the floor. Oh, yeah, I've been there. Yeah. Do you have any magic tricks up your sleeve to get the air out? Thanks in advance, Taylor, listening in Sturgis. I enjoy your show every week. Well, my goodness, woo, let's do a shout-out. Hello, Sturgis. Yeah. Shout-out, we're going to love it. Shout-out to KYDT 103.1 FM, Sundance, Wyoming, Gillette, Wyoming, Sturgis, South Dakota, Spearfish, South Dakota, right there on the borderline. We're all wrapped around. Thank you. Good to have you folks along. Appreciate it. Thanks for taking on a world. Appreciate it. Love having the more the merrier, absolutely, to help you, all of us. Well, Tyler, thank you. Sturgis, do you have a Harley you ride there in Sturgis? And how do you like all of... I've never been. I do not own a Harley. But maybe it's time to maybe just rent one and drive into Sturgis and say hi to you, Taylor. That'd be fun. I'd love to just walk around and look at all the vintage bikes, the Indians and all. Oh, that's good. Anyway, we're going to take a little short break. A little radar love here for you. Why not? And then we're going to come back and we're going to get that clutch pedal up to the top, Taylor, because I want to hear you dropping the clutch and smoking some back tires. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you set aside a supply of food for the potential food shortages about to happen? If you could buy one superfood that would support your energy, immunity, tissue repair, healing, detoxification, and have anti-inflammatory effects, would you be interested? There is one product that confers all of these benefits, and it is called Green Meadow Whey. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold, sterilized, non-denatured, frequency-encoded whey protein powder on the market. When you add some flax oil to your whey protein drink, then Green Meadow Whey becomes a complete meal, addressing the amino acid and fatty acid requirements of the body. Each scoop of Green Meadow Whey supplies your body with 24 grams of an easy-to-digest protein. Green Meadow Whey's shelf life is indefinite when kept free of moisture. A 5-pound bag of Green Meadow Whey lasts 76 days at one scoop per day. For a convenient and powerfully nourishing storable food, consider Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
No
other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Like all my aunts had red hair at the time, too. Or pink hair. They always had to dye their hair a different color as I was growing up. I don't know why they did it, but anyway. I hope you like the color of your automobile, your car, your truck, or even your lawnmower. I mean, John Deere did well, didn't they, with that green and yellow? And what John Deere lawnmower riding tractor does not have a cracked yellow seat? What's up with that? They can't make a vinyl that can last 115 degrees down in Arizona. Well, there's no grass down there, so why would they even want a lawnmower down there? Got some car slogans coming your way right now. Cadillac car slogans, this is. Cadillac says, creating a higher standard. And, of course, you all know about Dodge. Grab life by the horns. Buick has a slogan, and this might do all of us good. Dream up. Who thinks of these slogans, I wonder? Remember Saab, the Swedish car brand? S-A-A-B, Saab. I'll stay positive. Saab, their slogan, move your mind. Boy, did it. In the repair shop, that is. Remember Saturn? Yeah, Saturn. You know, they're no longer around. Some of you probably own a Saturn. I've never heard any bad comments or anything about a Saturn. In fact, I never did really see a lot of Saturns in the repair shop here at the Greasy Garage. I remember flying into New York, going right down into Manhattan, and I was there to broadcast a manufacturer's debut of an automobile, and I looked up over to the tall, tall buildings. You know, you folks that are listening there in Manhattan, you know what I'm talking about. You live there in the apartments. They're very tall, way up there. I looked up, and here's this little matchbox car planted on the side of the building. I looked up. I had to stop in my tracks, which I did, and I was eating one of those Oh, those Manhattan hot dogs. Oh, they were good with the relish on them. Oh, that's good. I looked up, and here's this Saturn automobile planted on the side of a building. It looked like a little bitty Hot Wheels or a Matchbox sitting so high up there, and it was basically a billboard with a real car on the billboard. Well, here's their motto, as they say it is. Saturn, like always, like never before. And they're no longer around anymore. Yep. You know, do you have a Hummer? Of course, we know all about that 1,000 power all-electric Hummer. The Hummer brand. Yep, Hummer. Like nothing else. Oh, how did you know about Lincoln? Yeah, the Lincoln car brand, they have one. Travel well. And, of course, Lincoln, Ford, you know, Ford, Lincoln. Lincoln says what a luxury car should be. Tell me, how do you like those Lincoln airbags, huh? That never hold air. Your Continental was just dragging the ground and your gas tank was giving you the Chevrolet. No, it was the Ford Pinto Sparks. Yeah, gas tank's in the rear and the airbags go out. Not the best thing to happen. I fixed a ton of those. It is time now. You've been wondering. Yes, you know, it's there in every city. What happened on this day in automotive history? Well, on this day back in 1935, folks, the first paid parking meter in the United States was installed on a street in Oklahoma City. By the end of the day, 175 of them would line the OKC streets. They were designed by a newspaper man, Carl McGee, for the city, which hoped the device would free up public parking. All it did was make people's pockets heavier. When the meters, known as parkometers, first went into use, it cost 5 cents an hour to park. For 25 cents, you could head to the drive-in theater back in those days. While most of the people believed the units to be simple cash grab by the city, they maintained that it made it easier to park in the city, despite lawsuits brought on by the drivers. The meters remained and expanded. By the end of the 1940s, more than 100,000 parking meters could be found in cities across the country today. Of course, you know, they're all electronic. Plastic card, please. Plastic card, please. Parking in many major cities costs upwards, you know, to $10 per hour. In New York City, you could expect to pay up to $20 per hour for street parking. And by the way, it's a lot more than that today. I've heard rumors that, in fact, some of the big cities you're paying, oh yeah, you're living in the apartment complex. There are big skyrise there in the big cities, and you can mention a lot of them. I can mention Chicago and Miami and Boston. There's quite a few of our great cities that take the show, and you folks are listening. How much are you paying for your parking to park your Auto World automobile in your parking space in your town? I've heard rumors all the way up to $22,000 a month to be able to park your car there in that parking spot. Now that's some real cash right there, isn't it? Lots of cash. That's almost scary cash. Yeah. Today here on Auto World, we've had a lot of fun. Hopefully you've learned something and not come on back next week, because next week, oh yeah, stay tuned. For next week, I've got a product that means a lot to all of us, and a product that a lot of you probably have never really have thought about, and that's why we're going to be talking about it, because when it gets right down to think about the products that you have around you, the materialized items, and in your car. Like we talked about earlier, in your car you'll find a lot of items under the hood. And, you know, again, with the gas car, ICE engine or a diesel engine, I pop the hood as a technician and I see so many items. Just the liquids alone mean a lot. With that, Super Cool is what it's called by Redline. I'll make it easy and simple. Redline. It's a coolant that you can add to your coolant. Super Cool is what it's called. You buy it by the gallon. You just put in so many ounces for your capacity of your vehicle, and it will drop your coolant temperature by 20 degrees. Redline is the brand. Super Cool is the product. If you've got antifreeze in your car, which most of you do, if you're driving an EV electric vehicle, you do not. So you need coolant for your mouth, which is called water, while you're driving down the road. Redline has it. It works. A lot of race car people do use it. Redline Super Cool, 20 degrees cooler, causing you not to blow a head gasket, you and or your engine. Appreciate you all being here each and every week. And, you know, next week again, another product, all for you.
And now it's time for A Word with Mark.
Yes, this week the word is health. Health of you. You. How's your health? How's the health of your vehicle? Do a checkup, folks. Smell, listen, feel, and see what is going on. What you can do to help and make it better. That is not only you, but your automobile. Saves you money, saves you time from going into the doctor. Thanks for being with me. I'm Mark Evans. Drive safe and motor on.
It's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Settle spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
Trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of market and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.